I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson at the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. Great to be here. Another fun day of practices and not quite as dominant today. But, you know, we actually looked it up a couple years ago. The Lions had a joint practice with the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts crushed the Lions on day one, and the Lions bounced back on day two, and turned out the Lions were fine. But today, definitely the Dolphins bounced back. Still, I think if you're looking for who won the day, I'd go with the Lions, but not quite as dominant a performance as yesterday. Today's training camp coverage on the Ticket is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. All right, let's get to your phone calls. We go to Tim in Harrison Township. You're on 97 on the Ticket. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Mr. Doug, Mr. Kurt, how are you?
He's both good.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
You still there?
Yeah, we are. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yep.
That's all right.
Anyway, just for the would you eat that, first up, the Papa John's has left, excuse the pun, a bad taste in my mouth since they had that whole fallout thing with the NFL. Two, the gingerbread, okay, I fear that that might become like the pumpkin spice for fall. Only Christmas, because that's usually the only time you see good gingerbread is around Christmas. And three, heavy beverages. Okay. Bear with me for a second here.
Oh, boy.
Okay. When I'm thinking heavy, okay, I'm thinking about what they use to lubricate the rods in a nuclear power plant. Okay, and they use heavy water, which is H3O. Do we really want any part of that?
Now, yeah, I don't think it has. I don't think it has anything to do with what they're doing at soda fountains at gas stations, my man.
Yeah, but if they were to use the H3O with the heavy syrup, I mean, the sky's the limit.
So you're endorsing this?
Pardon?
You're endorsing this. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call, Tim.
You were endorsing this.
My follow-up comment to his comment is, I do love gingerbread.
Well, I thought it was going to be an apology.
No. We move on. Deshaun in Detroit. You're on 97 on the Ticket. Hello, Deshaun.
Hey, guys. It's going to be hard to top that last call, man.
Is it?
Give it a shot.
Any hoots. No, I'm just aside. Hey, Scott. Hey, Doug. How you guys doing? Kane.
We're all great.
Welcome back, man. Sorry about your family's loss, Kane. I'm just here with you, man, in support, man. I wanted to give you guys I kind of caught the tail end of your last conversation about the heavy search and stuff. I love your segment, first and foremost. Are you going to eat that? So
yeah.
I just kind of wanted to chime in. I caught the tail end, and I caught Doug referring to milk, and I thought Kane had a nice little point there. He said, you know, it'd be kind of hard to make, you know, hard milk. I guess my only comeback to that is, like, you got, like, Kahlua. You got, like, the white cream Russian drinks and stuff that they have. I've had one of those, man. And I kid you not, I'm an African-American guy, man, but I've had some Caucasian brothers get me hammered. And I just want you guys to know that stuff really works. And there is a thing as hard milk, so.
It's solid. It's solid. Rum chata, you know?
Absolutely. Rum chata.
Let's spice it up.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that comment with you guys. Love hearing
you
guys. Good luck. Have a great show.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we're having fun out here, although the practice is over, and now we're looking at two empty practice fields. And we can't get down there to run 40-yard dashes and kick field goals, which we have done in the past, punting. But that was when we were broadcasting from over there, and we couldn't see anything, so this is way better.
Maybe that's Isaac, maybe it's Isaac Tesla's new nickname is Hard Milk.
Maybe.
I find the rush to give Tesla a nickname to be a very interesting little side story. Everybody seems to want to give this guy a nickname.
They want to call him the most clever thing, and yet isn't the most obvious thing you either call him Tess or you call him Zeke?
Why Zeke?
Isaac.
Oh, okay.
I mean, isn't...
So, you know what he's going to get called? Whatever they call him in the locker room.
Right.
And that's going to be his nickname. We've a lot of stuff has been thrown out there. Way more than I could ever remember. For a player in a long time. People really want to give Isaac Tesla a nickname, but we'll see what comes out of it.
Who's good at giving nicknames is Grava.
Your buddy?
Yeah. Grava's really good at it. He's got, there's a mutual friend of ours he calls Shirtless Dave.
All right.
Because when Dave comes in town, shirt comes off and it doesn't go on the rest of the weekend.
Why?
Because it's usually in the summertime. Shirtless Dave just can't be bogged down with a shirt.
Is shirtless? Well, what a clever nickname.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is good at this, Scott.
Yeah.
So shirtless, is Shirtless Dave jacked?
He's in decent shape, but I wouldn't say jacked. No, okay. No. And then there's Homeless Mike.
Again, I
don't know.
I'm not sure you're proving the point that Grava is good at coming up with nicknames.
I'd be curious to see what Grava would call him. It's like, what's he going to call Isaac to slot? You know, it's going to be something that's just painfully obvious and probably works.
He'd be a white receiver. That's it. Instead of a wide receiver. Why Homeless Mike?
There is a story behind it. Rest assured, he has residence.
I don't see you hanging out with a lot of homeless people.
I don't.
It's a cool story if you've got a homeless buddy, but
no.
Living on the streets. But
he's not homeless. I don't know the full story behind it, but suffice to say, there's a guy named Homeless Mike out there.
Gotcha.
Good guy.
248-539-9797. We talked about the Tigers earlier, and the Brewers have won 12 in a row. So there was some promotion up there. If they win 12 in a row, people get free hamburgers. Is that right?
They've had this promotion for, I don't know, I think it's like 80 years or something like that. It's been forever. Since they were a minor league affiliate, I believe, way back when. And
in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Or the
Milwaukee.
So the Braves.
So this is,
they had the Braves in town and all that.
So this, and back then, I think it was a higher number. It was like 18 wins. And then as time has gone on, they shortened it. Then it became like 13 wins. And when, I guess, the team left Milwaukee to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then you had, I think Seattle ended up becoming Milwaukee. That's when they knocked it down to 13 games. And they've had it hit a couple of times. And there's a local burger chain out there in the Milwaukee area that they've had to cash in on this. And last time it happened, it was like 170,000 people took advantage of free burger because they had won. They had the 12-game win streak. Now it's knocked down to a 12-game win streak. And they don't know how many they're going to have to pay up, but it just happened. So they're going to have to pay up big time. And like I said, last time, 170,000 free burgers.
Wow.
And I started thinking, okay, here we are in Detroit. We have a couple of pretty good food items that are germane to Detroit. And Lord knows that we've got a bunch of local pizza chains to choose from, or lots of different Coney's to choose from. You know, whether it's Kirby's or Leo's or National or whatever.
Is this a call to action from you? Somebody needs to step up in the community?
I think someone needs to step up and offer up something, stronger than just if they score three runs, get curly fries. Nothing wrong with that. That's
right,
awesome.
That's cool.
We all love curly fries. Yeah. But
What's the furniture chain that if the Gardner Lions win the Super Bowl, you get your money back?
Yeah.
That's a pretty strong reason to buy furniture for your man cave to watch the Lions and hope they win the Super Bowl.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're offered up like a free Coney or, you know, whatever the discount could be on a full, you know, Detroit-style pizza rather than a free – I mean, free pizza would be fantastic. I just think it might be a little bit much. But a free Coney, now you're talking.
All right. So there it is from Gator. Call to action. Somebody in the community step up and put up – would you want it to be 12 in a row?
10.
10?
How about 10?
10 in a row and everybody gets a free Coney or a free free pizza, free small pizza or something?
Something.
I'm not opposed to it. You're a man of many ideas.
This is true.
A promotion.
I can spend other people's money easily.
You really can.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I didn't win the lottery, so you know, I got to figure another plan.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't. No, I did not.
You don't say.
I did not. I bought tickets yesterday after work and did not go my way. I haven't looked at the tickets to see if I won anything. I just know I didn't win the big prize because driving down here, I saw a big giant billboard and the number had changed by $40 million. So,
Kang, I'm assuming it wasn't you that hit. You didn't win?
No.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No, I didn't win. Because I didn't buy. So I knew I didn't win.
Well, it's kind of my formula.
Well, it's at 568 now, so you can get it back on board, King.
Oh, the other one?
No, the one because it didn't win last night.
Nobody won.
Nobody won.
That's what I'm saying. I know that nobody won. I know that I didn't win because nobody won it.
Okay.
Gotcha. Well, then I definitely didn't win. No one won.
That's right.
Well, 568. Does that mean you're getting tickets next time around?
Quite possibly.
Netflix is after this sporting event. We will get to that today at 118, plus your phone calls and feedback. It is Carson Anderson. Tiger fans, are you feeling better after the series win over the Chicago White Sox? Tiger fans, are you feeling better? Hey, it's Doug Karsh for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. And they're coming in hot with summer send-off savings. Right now, you can lease a new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $359 a month for 36 months with zero money down, $359. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount, finance through Ally Financial, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends September 2nd.